Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our Tuesday flagship show. I am your host, and I'm always excited to be with you on Tuesday morning, and I'm grateful that you choose to spend some of your time with us. Today, I'm talking to the spiritual cowboy, Randy Lyman, and we are going to talk all about emotions, how emotions can be your friends, but also how emotions can hold you back if you're not willing to look at them. So this is a really valuable topic. If you've been following me for any length of time, you've probably heard that I've had other guests where we've talked along these same lines, because this is such a key part of how we prioritize how we take care of ourselves. Thank you so much for joining me today, Randy.
Good to be here, Allison.
Fantastic. Please, if you don't mind, introduce yourself or just, you know, tell us a little bit about your story, how you ended up doing what you do.
Well, my story is really unusual because the first half of my life, I was a left brain physicist and engineer and business person. And then I met a woman who introduced me to the spiritual emotional side of life, and it changed my life completely. So for the last 35 years, my focus has been on how our unhealed emotional trauma interacts with the law of attraction and how healing those old emotional wounds can make huge improvements in our life. And it's really the only way to find peace and fulfillment is to be able to deal with our old emotional wounds and dive in, as you've already said.
Yeah. And you've been able to take this work and apply it in your business too. So you
Absolutely.
Went from being a physicist, which for people listening, they're probably picturing you being in a classroom or a research lab or whatever. And now you've been able to take this work and like basically move it to another area, right?
Yes. And I was in automotive, first repair and then parts distribution and then manufacturing. So it was very much a macho left brain world. But when I introduced the principles, the spiritual principles, and started taking a different approach, we had huge success, even in a left brain, old fashioned world. The principles applied and made a big difference. And that's how I really found success.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. So let's start with, I've had guests before talk about emotions. And in my experience, I feel like people have their own idea of what emotions really are. So I would love to hear what you think emotions are.
Oh, I love this. So emotions are a guidance system for the moment. So when I have an experience and my soul, the universe, my body wants to move towards it, it feels good. If I'm supposed to move away from it, it feels bad. So that emotion is always valid in the moment. But here's the challenge, and we don't feel it completely, then we hang on to the rest of that energy around that emotion, and it's no longer valid because our physical circumstances have changed, so we don't need that emotion, but we hang on to that energy, and that energy is bigger than time and space. It knows no time at all. And the universe says, oh, you still got this happiness or pain. You still got this emotion inside of you. I'm going to bring you reminders on that in your daily life, on the outside world, whether it's 10 minutes later or 10 years later, here's a reminder of, we'll focus on the pain today. Here's a reminder of the pain you haven't let go of. So I get cut off in traffic. Well, maybe I was cut off when I was in the eighth grade and I was trying to speak and the teacher cut me off and I'm sitting next to a girl I had a crush on. That's emotionally devastating. I didn't feel it completely. So now when I'm cut off in traffic, the universe is saying you have an opportunity to go back and feel that old wound completely. Release it, and then I no longer have to bring you irritating reminders.
I love that. So then let's do an example of the happiness side, you know, the positive side. You experience something exhilarating or joyful, right, in your life, and you want to hang on to that as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we want to experience it completely, but our energy body, nobody can explain it exactly, but we don't need to. We know it can store in our physical body, it can store in our energy field. So if I have a wonderful experience, and I'm, most of these experiences are from like 25 years old and younger, and I'm not a psychologist, but I think we can all agree with that. So I have this wonderful experience and I'm happy and I'm full of pride and I want to express myself. And my parents are, oh, don't be too happy, it won't last, or you can't be prideful, or shut up, we've got other things to do. Now, suddenly I get the message that I'm not supposed to feel happiness. I'm not supposed to feel and express and experience my happiness. So I hang on to it. What does that create? That creates white shadow. And now I'm projecting the good parts of myself, the happiness that really needs to be inside of me. I'm projecting it onto people and situations around me rather than owning it and experiencing it. And either way, if we're turning off any part of our emotional self, then we don't get a chance to feel the good in the moment, and we don't get a chance to process and release the bad from the past.
Yeah. So really what you're saying is the key is to recognize what we want it to mean and what we want to take from it so that we can process it, to use your word, and continue to move forward in our life.
If we can make the connection in our mind, then that's wonderful. But regardless, if we can go through an exercise like breathing exercise or tapping EFT or whatever else it might be, and I cover about 12 different methods in chapter 7 of my new book, The Third Element. But if we can get in touch with our body in the present moment, so our mind is always in the past or the future or stream of thought, unless we're observing, but our thinking mind is never in the moment. Our body is only in the present moment. And the only way we can experience our emotions, whether we're experiencing our present time emotions or our emotional energy from the past, is through our body in the present moment. So we can't think our way through. If we understand, it helps us get to the place of visualizing the old pain and releasing it. But the key is, how do I get to where I can feel the pain or pleasure in my body in the moment completely?
Interesting. Okay. Because I know I've had people on here before, and I know in my circles of friends, we talk a lot about this topic a lot. And my general feeling, and I'd love your thoughts on this, are emotions are vibrations that exist in our body, right? And we don't have an emotion unless we're thinking a thought that brings about that emotion. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's start with where I believe emotions start. We get worried. We have a thought. Sometimes it's just a subconscious. Something happens so quickly we can't think about it. We get scared and there's an emotion around the scared. Or we get worried. And that's our mind. We're worried about something that's going to happen and an emotion comes up around that. And if we feel it, it's released. It's like gasoline. If you have a metal 5-gallon can of gasoline and you burn it right now, it's gone. Or if you store it, it's still there in 5 or 10 years from now. But if we bring out the old can of emotions and we burn through it, then it is gone. So it is guidance in the moment based on either a conscious or subconscious reaction. But the mind processes through it, creates the emotional energy, and the emotional energy has to either be burned off in the moment or it stores for later. And that's where those reminders come back to that I see as gifts. So the irritations in real time are truly gifts when we can make the connection. We don't have to understand exactly the connection between our irritation today and the original wound. But if we can find a way to process it and feel it, then it can leave us.
Yeah, very valuable. Because I do think there are a lot of people out there in the world that think should be happy all the time. Always look at the positive, always acknowledge, which don't get me wrong, you want to be doing that. But I think it's a real pie in the sky, if you will, approach to think, I'm just going to be positive all the time and everything will be okay.
And people, when they get on the spiritual path, they think, oh, law of attraction. And the mental component is absolutely valid. And the physical component, treat our body with respect and the environment with respect, they're absolutely valid, but they're not enough. It's like a three-legged stool. A three-legged stool will sit stable and balanced and work. But if you take one of those legs away, especially we're talking now about emotion and not experiencing emotion, we can't find balance. We can find success.
Yeah.
We can't find peace and fulfillment.
Yeah, because eventually, if we kind of shove it down, or just kind of tell ourselves, I don't have time to think about that right now. I'm just going to put it over here. It'll eventually come back in some way. It'll keep showing itself until we decide to do something about it.
Are you a mother?
I'm a dog mom.
Okay.
And I'm an aunt.
And this may apply. So people with children, if the child needs attention, they'll say, mom, dad, whoever, I want some attention. And then when that doesn't work, they get louder. And then they'll come and they'll tug on your dress, your pant leg. And if that doesn't work, they will go and break something until they get whatever it takes to get your attention. And emotions, old emotional wounds are the same way. The law of attraction, as a gift, will increase the intensity of the message up and up and up until we are willing to or able to feel it. Now, our mind will fight that. Our ego fights pain.
Yeah.
But the message gets louder and louder until we finally pay attention.
That's a really good analogy, because I know my dog will do that. And I know, you know, I mean, people say, well, dogs aren't the same thing as kids, but my husband and I think of our dogs as our kids. And you know, I can think of many times where they will both do that to get our attention.
And emotions the same way. And the challenge is, if we don't understand it, then we just avoid it. That was the first half of my life. Until I was 28 years old, I just had no time or attention for emotions. And I shut that off, and I was just going to plow through life without my emotions. And that worked to a point, but wow, once I opened it up and I was willing to dive in and try some new things and suspend my doubt and experience the pain. And I'm not saying be stuck in the pain. I'm saying totally. Work through it in a way to let it go.
Yeah.
My life changed. I found so much more success, better health, improved relationships, and huge financial success that wouldn't have come through just pushing alone.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Yeah, and you bring up a really good point, which is where I want to go next with our conversation. And that is that, you know, there are a lot of people in the world. I talk to people all the time who say this. They're almost like they're one-track minded. You know, they're focused on, you know, the success that we get at work, the success that we have in the eyes of other people, the success that we want in our community. And that lends itself, I think, to the society that we live in. You know, we're almost led to believe that if you don't do all these things, you won't be successful. So I think there's a degree of, I don't know if I want to call it ignorance, but I think there's a degree of people not being willing to understand that unless you open yourself up to this fuller experience, you're really not living your best life.
I agree with that 100%, because we want to feel joy and we work hard.
Yes.
And we educate ourselves so we'll feel good, and then we turn off our feelings. So
yeah,
we can find a balance.
We're afraid of what might happen next rather than just embracing it and saying, look, you know, I'm going to go into this with the idea that I'm going to learn something new, or whatever it is that we tell ourselves, because that's really the important thing at the end of the day.
Yeah, what we tell ourselves, well, our intent is what drives us there. And because most of us here on the planet have painful emotions from the past,
yep.
And it hurts to go through those. So we avoid those. And nobody's really explained before the connection between our old emotional wounds and how the law of attraction reminds us of those in real time. And I go into that in the book. In The Third Element, I go into that in detail. And it's a fun read. It's interesting. It's easy to understand. The idea is for people to have the aha moment and say, okay, Randy, this makes sense. You're a logical guy, but you're talking to me about emotions. And you're telling me the story about how it improved your life. I'm willing to look at this. And I see that the results are there for you and so many people that you know and I've worked with. It works. But unless we have the understanding, we can see light at the end of the tunnel. We're not going down that tunnel. My book gives people light. It gives them a roadmap and some light at the end of the tunnel and helps them understand it won't be easy, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I love that, because I do feel like there are a lot of people walking around with a story that in order to, you know, if they're going to prioritize themselves, it's selfish to do that. It's indulgent to do that. It's a luxury to do that. And, you know, my rebuttal is always, look, it is an act of service to prioritize yourself first, because then you can actually show up for your life in the best way. And that's really, I think, at the end of the day, what we all want.
And I agree with that. So first we take care of ourselves. So we're strong to help somebody else if they ask for help, not being codependent, but somebody asks for help, then we're strong and we can take care of help. We can help them out. And also we set an example for our family and our friends and people around us. When we take care of ourselves and we're mentally clear and physically healthy and emotionally clear, that sets an example. And even if people don't realize it with their eyes, they feel it. And they feel that we're more clear. And then that sets a goal for them of, hey, I could do things differently and my life can get better.
Yeah. And I do think that there are always people in the world who are watching our example. I do think that the majority of people learn by watching your example rather than just listening to what they're told. And I think, you know, it's really up to us to use your point, to really set the example of what that should look like.
Well, another thing is the law of attraction responds to us and everything in the world is a reflection of our thoughts, our actions, or our emotions. Nothing is random. And also, when we treat ourselves with respect, whether it's our body, mental health, or our emotions, then the universe says, oh, you're respecting yourself, then I will respect you more as well. Because if we don't respect ourselves, the universe is going to respond to that with less respect. It's looking to us for guidance.
Totally.
The law of attraction is truly our servant. And I know that's an odd thing to say. But it serves us, and we tell it what we want through our thoughts, our actions, and our emotions. And then it says, great, I'll give you whatever you want. You just have to tell me.
I love that. I love that. Because really, the secret is, it's really about not what necessarily what you're doing, but really how you're being is really and what you're saying.
Yeah, and I didn't answer your question earlier. The emotions are a vibration within us. Our thoughts have a vibration, our actions have a vibration, and our emotions have a vibrational energy. And as a physicist, I can tell you at the higher levels or clear down to the sub-nuclear level, everything has a vibrational energy.
Yeah.
And an electric charge opposites attract. But in vibrations, there's harmonics and like attracts like.
Yeah, because, you know, when we look at those, you know, emotions that are kind of stuck within us, you know, whether they're childhood wounds or something that's happened to us in the past that we're carrying around, that will ultimately block us from moving further. And at some point, all that will come up. So before we wrap up, if you could just summarize the relationship between that and where people want to go over here, especially when it comes to how they want to be, which is really what I try to make this show about.
That's a great question. I want to say, you follow your intuition. In the book, I talk about intuition as well. So let's take an example. Vibrations and tuning forks. If my thoughts are a tuning fork, and I'm really clear and I'm vibrating at my goal and resonating with my goal, but now my emotional block, my negative emotions or whatever is different than my goal, is like throwing a wet blanket over that tuning fork and now it can't vibrate. And then I'm taking all these actions to move closer to my goal. And that vibration, that physical part of me is vibrating at success and the emotional wet blanket stops it. So that's really the way I explain it to people is this. If you don't clear out the emotions, they're going to stop our thoughts from being effective and our actions from being effective. And
love that.
That's the best example I can give you.
I think that's great. It's like I'm getting a clear picture in my mind. So what are some tips that you can offer for people listening on? I'm assuming people are listening, and I always go into talking to every guest with the idea that someone listening is going to walk away with something they can implement right now. So could you give us, say, two or three tips or two or three nuggets that we can walk away with to move us in that direction?
Well, there's a lot of good things in the book I can go over, but instead I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Every one of us is a creation of divine source. Mm-hmm. Every one of us is deserving of love and success. And God, the universe, spirit, whatever you want to call it, wants us to be happy. And the irritations in our life are to remind us of what we can heal. And don't doubt yourself. Know that you're deserving. Forget about what people told you and know that every one of us is deserving of love. Every one of us has the opportunity to improve our life through setting our intent and going through whatever challenges we're facing. And when we set the intent of things are going to get better, I'm going to get through this, then the universe provides support and you will find more success and you will find more love and better health and all those things that you want. God in the universe wants that for you as well.
I love that. I love that. What a great way to end. How can people, obviously, can people find your book, say, on Amazon or your website or someplace else?
They can find the book on my website, randylyman.com. They can find some great free offers and tips there. Click on the how-to, click on the free offers, and we're happy to share information with you. The book will be available. The Kindle version is already available. So go to the website, click on it, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. And my intent is to share what's worked for me so that people around the world can improve their life.
I love that. So amazing. So the best place for people to connect with you then is your website or any of your socials, right?
The website or socials. Absolutely. That's okay. The best and the easiest.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me today about all the work that you're doing in the world. It's really needed, and I'm grateful.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for having me, Allison. This was a great talk. I enjoyed it.
Of course. Fantastic. And so everyone out there listening, please, if what we've talked about today has really landed for you, or even if you're the least bit curious and you'd like to know more about Randy and what he does, please go to his website, or you can find his website in the show notes below. You can click on how to read and how you can, you know, get on the list to get his book. Or if you are a Kindle reader, as he said, the Kindle version is already available. And on that note, if what we talked about was helpful for you and you know someone in your life who you think really needs to hear this, please feel free to copy the link to this episode. We're on every major podcast platform, and send it to them as a gift from me. Or if you like, connect with me directly on my site, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button. It's on the upper right-hand corner, and just write to me and we will take care of it for you. And on that note, please always know that my DMs are open. I'm always welcome and open to your feedback. If you're feeling inclined to leave us a review, we are appreciative of that too. And if you screenshot your review and send it to us, we will send you a free gift as a token of our appreciation. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.